This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 23, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Most Cessna production workers started a four-week unpaid furlough on Monday, part of the company's plan to cut production rates as sales plummet and cancellations roll in. The Wichita Eagle also reports Cessna sent out 800 of a planned 1,300 new layoff notices on Friday. The rest are expected next month. When the layoffs are done, Cessna will have lost about half the workers it employed as late as November of last year. Among Wichita's three aviation manufacturers, including Hawker Beechcraft and Bombardier, almost 12,000 people have lost their jobs in the recession. NASA will try again to test the MLAS, or Max Launch Abort System. The revised launch date is set at no sooner than this Thursday, with a launch window opening at 5:45 a.m. Eastern Time. The unpiloted test at NASA's Wallops Island facility in Virginia is part of an effort to design a system for safely propelling future spacecraft and crews away from the hazards on the launch pad or during the climb to orbit. The system was developed as an alternative concept to the launch abort system chosen for NASA's Orion space capsule. It should be cool to watch if you have good binoculars. The 33-foot-high MLAS vehicle will reach an altitude of about a mile to simulate an emergency on the launch pad. A full-scale mock-up of the crew capsule will separate from the launch vehicle and parachute into the Atlantic Ocean. When the Broward County Commission meets next week in Florida, on its agenda will be a formal eviction proceeding against Lynx Air International at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. The county says the company is about $33,000 behind on its lease, landing fees, and other obligations. Lynx has been on a short-term renewal since its last full contract with the county ended over a year ago. The carrier flies passengers and freight from Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas, Cuba, and Haiti. A Fort Lauderdale airport spokeswoman told the South Florida Business Journal that Lynx is a relatively minor player at the airport, amounting to less than half of 1% of the airport's business so far this year. The Lynx Air website says the company was founded in 1989 to provide missionary service to the northern part of Haiti. And finally today, U.S. President Barack Obama took some flack last week from people for the ethical treatment of animals when he swatted a fly during a TV interview. But the attention of animal rights activists is being diverted this week by happenings in New York. USA Today reports about 800 geese have been gathered up from public parks and other open spaces near New York's two airports by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services, the first of as many as 2,000 geese to be euthanized. The roundup, in response to the January ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River, is not the answer to the problem, according to David Feld of Geese Peace, based in Virginia. Quote, "You don't eliminate danger to aircraft by killing the wildlife. You eliminate the danger by making airports not attractive," unquote. Others note that the geese that brought down Flight 1549 were migratory Canada geese, not the resident geese living in the parks. The most irritated of all might be area residents who've had to pay fines for shooting the geese in the past. After becoming tired of cleaning up their copious droppings, Canada geese are protected under federal law. Perhaps now, airline passengers are too. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The first Chinese Airbus is being delivered today. The Dreamliner's first flight inches closer. And Airbus expects its new A350 to draw return fire from Boeing. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell gets an update on the Iridium satellite-based next mail server for business jets from ICG's Darren Emery. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.